so-called experimental filmmaker who used to create the sounds of the film's life just in front of the screen, using my voice, a little harmonium, and all kinds of objects I found in the cinema, a lot of improvisation. Boris was a musician who, since he was 12, was creating sounds in his mother's kitchen, later in his own kitchen. He recorded this on cassettes and little tape recorders, more noise on tape than music. And we met when I became a kind of a dadaistic action singer, going on stage with all kinds of bands and basically telling stories. The same thing I did with my movies, I did later just with bands, telling stories, making strange noises with my voice. And then somehow we met. I think we met in a record shop in Zurich, where also my first little label was located, called Periphery Perfume. I think if you come from continental Europe, even though we have been colonized by Anglo-Saxon music for the last 30 years, still we have no soil. And every musician who is trying to fit into this Anglo-American music world is a clown who's wearing the wrong dress. So if you come from these musical provinces, you have the disadvantage that you don't belong to any movement, and you have the advantage that you're not disturbed by the streams that are going on left and right. So you have to find your own roots. You have to make a fool of yourself, to be a little idiot who is defining his own music. Otherwise, you become like one of these many, many trees over there, which have no roots. And the first wind blowing from another side is either bending them over in the wrong direction or even killing them. The other thing which is important is that I think coming from Switzerland, because there is no such thing as a music world that gives you a chance to survive, you have nothing to lose. Here in England, a kid can hope to make it in the music world and survive. In Switzerland, if you make it, you're still dead. For Boris, mainly, this dream of what he was doing was never to make it in the music world. It was just a way to live, a way to breathe for him. He never thought of going with his tapes somewhere and making a big splash commercially. So he was alone developing his own world. And this is, I think, what makes Yellow different and provincial and unique. And Mozart and Beethoven and Bach were pure entertainers. Whether they did better or worse or more interesting or more stupid music, this was another thing. And I think this separation of serious music and pop music, you know, this is totally outdated, and is a very sort of bourgeois approach to kind of make art more important, and these are just lousy entertainers or that. I think it's ridiculous. So we do what we're doing, and the categories that we are put in are absolutely 100% uninteresting for us. Whether my videos are art or entertainment or trash or whatever doesn't interest me. Just recently, I got a letter from the Modern Art Museum in New York that they're now starting to collect my videos as art. I mean, so what? Well, I started doing things in the, let's call it, art field for now, as a so-called conceptual artist and filmmaker, and this was part of an exhibition in New York. I put a very officially sort of looking desk in the streets, and it had a plate in front which said, Dieter Meyer buys the word yes or the word no for $1. and people were just asked to stand in front of me and to say yes or no. They signed a certificate saying that they had sold the work to me, and they were paid $1. Later in a museum in New York, I had then all these yeses and noes recorded on a tape. There was just one loudspeaker hanging down in the middle of a big room, and all these certificates with the photographs of the people, were about 200, were around there, and you just heard all these sort of meaningless yes, no, no, yes, no, 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 yes, no. This was kind of the piece. I love your game. Good night. That's one criteria. Of course, a lot of entertainment these days is very one-dimensional and really stupid, and just feeding people like chips are feeding people. You don't get healthy when you only eat chips, and most of the entertainment today, unfortunately, is just chips. Like when you look at videos these days, they are very uniformed pieces of advertisements, of commercials to sell music, because the industry is afraid to be too adventurous. It's all reined by fear, and this uniforms this most beautiful possibility video gives you, because video freed film and images from just being the slave of a narrative structure, because you have the music, the pictures are free to just tell you a story of images. I call my last feature film, which is a film based on music, it's an opera for singing pictures. People are not singing in there, but hopefully the pictures are singing.